We just hope and pray that you would find something in this message today that would help you in your situation. Amen? Amen. If you have your Bibles, if you would turn to me to a very familiar passage of Scripture, amen, that is used in these type services, I believe that our very own sister touched on it just a few minutes ago. Change mics there. That one's acting up. Psalm 84 and verse 10. When you find it, say amen. If you're still looking, say wait a minute. Amen. Are we there yet? Psalm 84 and 10. King James Version of the Bible says, "For a day in thy courts is better than a thousand. I'd rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than to dwell in the tents of wickedness." Verse 11 says, "For the Lord God is a sun and shield, and the Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will be withheld from them that walk uprightly. O Lord of hosts, blessed is the man that trusteth in thee." Thus ends the reading of God's word. You may be seated. Amen. I want to help somebody this morning. Amen. I'm going to read this from the New Living Translation of the Bible. Amen. New Living Translation says, "A single day in your courts is better than a thousand anywhere else. I would rather be a gatekeeper in the house of my God than live the good life in the homes of the wicked. For the Lord God is our sun and our shield. He gives us grace and glory. The Lord will withhold no good thing from those who do what is right." Uh-oh. "O Lord of heaven's armies, what joy for those who trust in you." Amen. I want to talk about this morning, if you guys would just give me a few minutes, hold your position. Hold your position. Amen. Hold your position. My brothers and sisters, most of the time when we read the book of Psalm, we assume that every psalm is written by David. But this particular psalm was written by the pilgrim psalmist, and he stated why he longed to go to Zion. Amen. He was confident that God would answer his prayers. When we look at this particular psalm, Psalm 84, it begins with the psalmist saying, "How lovely is your dwelling place, O Lord of heaven's armies. I long, yes, I faint with longing to enter the courts of the Lord. With my whole being, body, soul, I will shout joyfully to the living God." Ushers, you have a great job to do. I heard when you were reading your paper that you must do the job of an usher with a smile on your face. That basically you must do what you do decently and in order. Amen. When I look at you all and see that you're always in uniform. Amen. You always look sharp. You guys as ushers are the first people that people who come to this church come in contact with. And the question is what type of representative are you for the body of Christ? Number one. But also, what type of representative are you, amen, for the OC? Amen. The psalmist goes down here and he says, "A single day in your courts is better than a thousand anywhere else. I would rather be a gatekeeper in the house of my God than to live the good life in the homes of the wicked." I would rather be a gatekeeper. I would rather take an humble position. I would rather stand at the door where there's really not a lot of conversation that goes on, but I just welcome men and women in, than to go out and hang out with the in crowd. Than to go out and hang out with those that may have lavish home. But I would rather stand at the door. I would rather be a doorkeeper. My brothers and sisters, there's so many of us that look for these titles. That there's so many people in the church, amen, that want their name to be in lights. If you don't put the name on the program, then they have a problem. If you don't recognize them. Amen. Just because you baked the pie, we got to talk about your pie for 2 months. Man, my title is Hold Your Position. My brothers and sisters, there is a way to hold your position. Many of us have been tossed to and fro from position to position, amen, blaming others for our being placed in other places. I wasn't going to get on y'all today. He said in verse 11, I'm in the New Living Translation, for the Lord God is our sun and our shield. He gives us grace and glory. The Lord will withhold what? No good thing from those who do what's right. There's more to being an usher. There's more to being a deacon. There's more to being a choir member. There's more to being a musician. See, we didn't even go to minister of music. That's a whole nother level. Minister of music. There's more to being a youth leader. There's more to being a preacher and a pastor than just a position. He said that he would withhold nothing. From who? For those who do what is right. God's got a blessing with my name on it, but there's conditions on the blessing. We have to line ourselves up with the word. I say it all the time that this book is Life Instruction Manual. And my brother, in order to receive, there are conditions on the blessings from God. Amen. I realize that we accept the Lord Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, and he says that we shall be saved. But to receive the true blessings from God is a whole nother thing. Amen. The psalmist said that I'd rather humble myself and be a doorkeeper. Amen. Than to live in the King James Version said to live in tents. To live in tents with the wicked. See, some of us are so caught up in what the world is doing. Amen. Some of us are so caught up with what everybody else has going on. And you have to understand, when we look at that tents, we're like, oh, that's, no, dude, we're talking about some real fancy stuff. Amen. We would rather be out doing those type things or hanging out with those type people than coming into the house of God. What you have to understand, ushers, OC members, Christians and friends, is you have no idea who you're coming in contact with on Sunday morning when you're at church. Because the truth is, most of us have been hanging out in the tents with the wicked. And when you're hanging out in the tents with the wicked, let me tell you what goes on in the tents with the wicked. You ever seen a few winos hanging out together? Can I give me some winos? Come here, Tony. Come here, Brother Ron. Come here, Brother Johnny. You know what? Church, we have to make sure that we do what needs to be done, because the world is beating us. Let me show you, this is what the world looks like. Hold on, Johnny. I got the bottle, man. This is my demonstration. He tore. He already drunk, showing out. This is what the world. Look to the world. Wait, we got a white boy rolling with us. This is what the world looks like. But see, this is in the tents of the wicked. Y'all realize that the world helps the world get even deeper into the world. We stand out on a tree and ain't nobody where we love him just like we love each other. We brothers and we in this thing together. Understand that people that come into the church, they just came. Some of them just came out from under the tree. And the folks under the tree share everything they got. Tony, it hurts you to take it, don't it? You know, they sharing. Bro, Johnny, we ain't smoking that now. You on a whole nother level. Let's get these guys a hand, y'all. but in the tents of the wicked, y'all, you see that we share, but then when we come into the house, because see your interaction, Keytron. Your interaction determines on you the first face that they see. Pastor, don't stand at the door. I'm in there with my suit trying to make sure I look. I'm joking. But I'm not standing at the door. So you are the representative for the church. And those people that are in the world, they share and share alike. Amen. And whoever's having the worst day. See, Brother Johnny was having the worst day, so we tell him, hey, man, you go on kill it, man. It's yours. You take the last. Oh, I'm the only one. I'm just being real this morning. I'm sorry. Some of y'all can't take it. I'm sorry. I'm being real. Somebody needs this morning. But then you come in the church, amen, and this brother or sister may not be dressed the way you think they ought to be dressed, and keep trying, looking at them from like, where y'all? And you set them in the back because you don't want. You know, and then you look at them funny, then you go over and whisper to Sister Hicks. You say, ooh. And they watching you because you were the first face that they saw. And you wonder why it's so hard to get people to come into the house of God. And where the church makes the mistake, and I'm so glad, and I thank God for who he placed over the usher ministry in this church and the type of people. These are friendly, humble, loving people that God has placed at the door in this church. But I've gone places where the meanest sister in the church is the one at the door. And they can make or break a person's experience by their interaction at the door, ushers. You have a big job. Amen. Oh, this is good stuff. And woo. You know, and it's awesome. You have to understand that when people come to the house of God, they are expecting something. They are looking for something. Some of them come in when they pull in the parking lot to in their minds, they're playing that old song by Kenny Rogers, looking for love in all the wrong places. They've been looking for love in all the wrong places. And then they show up at the church and they're hoping that what they're looking for, they'll find in the house of God. When you look at this, the psalmist is excited and he's talking about getting into the temple. And being able to praise the Lord. Look at this. They're looking for home. Look at verse 3. Chapter 84, verse 3. Let's go back up there. You know what? No. Let's go all the way up to verse 1. a chapter of 84. It says, how lovely, and I'm going to read from the New Living Translation. It says, how lovely is your dwelling place, O Lord of heaven's own. How lovely is your dwelling place. Did y'all see that? His place ought to be lovely. There ought to be, people ought to be like, oh, I can't wait to get to Orange Chapel. Amen. And if they have, if they're having a bad day from the car to the parking lot, because some of y'all fuss all the way here. And when you get here, somebody needs to break that at the door. Ushers ought to be prayed up. Hallelujah, somebody. The choir circled up praying. The ushers ought to be circled up praying right along with them. Look at this. Look at this. Look at this. He's trying to get back. He's trying to get into his worship experience. He says, how lovely is your dwelling place, O Lord of heaven's armies. Now, wait a minute. How lovely is your dwelling place? How many of y'all have ever dwelled in a place and it wasn't lovely? And you just were going every Sunday. Ugh. I ain't putting my money in there. But his place ought to be lovely. And the way his place is lovely, is made lovely, is through us. You know who makes the church lovely? We do. You got to bring something. Amen? Am I helping anybody? I hope so. If not, you come back next Sunday. I'll have your sermon next Sunday. He says, I long, yes, I faint with longing to enter the courts of the Lord. With my whole being, body, and soul, I will shout joyfully to the living God. Sister McGuire is excited about being here this morning. The sermon I preached right before she left, she dozed off on me, y'all. She said, I was taking medicine. I can pick on my mama. That's my mama. But she's been through something. And she comes back into the house of God with thanksgiving in her heart. Amen. She's been through something. So she comes back in with excitement. Now, what if when she walked in this morning, Destiny said, oh, Sis McGuire, what's well? You walking funny. That's why you got to be friendly. That's why we have to be friendly. We have to meet everybody. You know what? When you're talking A-plus Christianity, anybody want to be A-plus in here? Amen. A-plus Christians love their enemies. Amen. Amen? And when you love your enemy, that means you love everybody. You love anybody. You ought to love anybody to come in here. Amen. I'm talking about real, show enough enemies. I'm talking show enough enemies. So you got to be on some A-plus Christian stuff in here. Because your interaction could totally destroy somebody's worship experience. Because you know what? You know what this is? And I say this all the time. My brothers and sisters, this is a hospital. Anybody have trouble with sin? Be the first one. Hey, right. You know why we all here? Because we have trouble with sin. People go to AA meetings because they have trouble with it. Alcohol. People go to NA meetings because they have trouble with narcotics. But they have problems. And everybody in here, I don't care who you are, you struggle with sin. But what's so awesome about that is you show up to the place that specializes in dealing with people with issues. The church is our hospital. That's where we come to get refueled. Our spirits get wounded all week long. We get beat up all week long. Why? Because we are pilgrims traveling through this barren land. That's what Big Mama and them knew that. On this pilgrim journey. I'm doing my best to make it in. It's not easy to do what you do. Amen. It's not easy to put a smile on your face when ain't nothing funny. It's not easy to stand at the door when your stomach ain't right. It's not easy to stand at the door with them heels. Your feet are swelling up. But how easy do you think it was for Jesus Christ to allow them to put nails in his hands and nails in his feet? You struggle with coming in the house. You struggle with smiling. You struggle with being nice to that person because y'all used to go with the same person 20 years ago. But Jesus Christ bore the weight of the world's sin on his back, and he willfully went to that cross for us. Hold your position. Because Jesus Christ held his. Moses held his position. David held his position. Paul held his position. Peter held his position. What's wrong with Pastor McGuire holding his position? Hold what you got, my brothers and sisters. Hold what you got, because he held on to that cross. And you know what? He held on to your sin. The other day, I went and got groceries. Well, we went and got groceries, but I'm the one that has to bring them in the house. And I tried to, Destiny, I tried to grab all, you know, I tried to see, grab all the sacks. I had Walmart sacks up to my elbow. And I had any of y'all buy the Walmart waters, the Great Value waters. And you try to hold on to them with one finger, and that plastic get weak, and then it break open on you. Well, I thought I got in the house with everything. But I realized when I got in and we started putting stuff, well, where's so-and-so? I bought some butter. Where's the butter? Oh, you should have got the butter out. I don't know. But I went back and I realized that I had dropped some stuff along the way. Because it was too heavy for me. Jesus Christ, my brothers and sisters, what if he had dropped some of us on his way to the cross? What if he had dropped your sin? What if he had dropped your sin? What if he had dropped your sins? My brothers and sisters, he held his position. The reason why I dropped what I dropped, Brother John, is because I wasn't paying attention. I just kept moving. But he paid attention to each and every one of us. And he took our mess all the way to Calvary's cross. He didn't have to do it, but he did it. You don't have to usher, but you do. You don't have to usher, but you do. You don't have to do it, but you do. You don't have to do it. You don't have to do it. Y'all don't have to do it, but you do. Amen. Hold your position, my brothers and sisters. There's a blessing in holding your position. Moses held his position, and the children of Israel were able to come out of Egypt land. Oh, Peter held his position, even though he had issues, amen. And when Jesus was on his way to the cross, amen, he denied Christ three times. But he held his position and became one of the greatest preachers to ever live. Paul, my brothers and sisters, persecuted Christians. Amen. But he had an encounter with Jesus Christ on that Damascus Road. He held his position. Hallelujah, somebody. And he's the greatest leader that ever led. Amen. Abraham, the greatest father. Why? Because he held his position. Are y'all going to pray with me? I realize, my brothers and sisters, and in holding their position. Woo. Can we jump all the way? I might as well close this thing out. Come on, Tony. We finna go. Verse 10. Tells us, for a day in thy courts is better than 1,000 years. I'd rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than to dwell in the tents of wickedness. For the Lord God is our sun and shield. He gives us grace and glory. He gives us. Did y'all see that? For the Lord God is the sun and the shield, and the Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. Amen. My brothers and sisters, if you have a prayer in your heart,
If there are things that you desire in this life, I dare you to follow God's statutes. Are y'all going to pray with me? I didn't make this up, but the psalmist wrote, the Lord will withhold no good thing from those who do what's right. The reason why it's so important for us to do what's right is you never know who's watching. Are y'all going to pray with me? I don't care who you are. I don't care what you've done. But you need to understand this morning that there's been eyes on you. Are y'all going to pray with me? Hallelujah. Ain't God all right? Sister Hicks, I got to tell you this morning that as I watch you do what you do on the door, and I remember when I first came to Orange Chapel, we only had two ushers, just you and your daughter. Are y'all going to pray with me? There must have been something about the job that you were doing that made your baby girl want to be just like you and stand on the door. Are y'all going to pray with me? There's a blessing in doing what's right. And when you do what's right, people will follow you. Are y'all going to pray with me? I look at that family and I look at what the Lord was doing way back then when I first got here. Are y'all going to pray with me? And this morning, my brothers and my sisters, the pretty young lady that stood up here and read us the paper is Sister Hicks' granddaughter. Are y'all going to pray with me? The blessings just keep on flowing when you're faithful to God. I believe in generational curses. But I also believe in generational blessings. Are y'all going to pray with me? I'm not surprised that the family is still holding up the bloodstained banner. Are y'all going to pray with me? Since that don't mean nothing to some of y'all, let me tell you a story about a woman that stood on the door. Ain't God all right? Every Sunday morning, she might have had to drive all the way from the Metroplex, but she stood at the door. She was a doorkeeper in the Lord's house. Are y'all going to pray with me? She had a family. She had some daughters, but she also had some grandchildren. Are y'all going to pray with me? But you know what? She's got a husband. Ain't God all right? That husband had some health issues. Are y'all going to pray with me? Hallelujah. That husband had some health issues. But mama had sent up some timber, had a relationship with God, held her position, even though she knew her husband was sick, even though she knew he was going through. She held her position and she did what was right. Are y'all going to pray with me? They went to the doctor the first time. The doctor found some issues. She kept on standing at her position. She kept on praising God despite of her problems, despite of her issues. Are y'all going to pray with me? The last report that I received, there's no more cancer. Are y'all going to pray with me? There is a blessing. There is a blessing in holding your position. If Jesus held his position, we ought to hold our position. Ain't God all right? I'm so glad that he looked past my faults and he saw all my needs. Is there anybody here that needs a blessing this morning? Just hold on to your position and he will bless you. Do what's right and he will bless you. Hallelujah. He'll bless your children. He'll bless your grandchildren. He'll bless your husband. He'll bless your wife. Just hold on. Just hold on. Jesus did it a long time ago. And because he held on to his position on that old rugged cross, we're all saved this morning. My mother saved because of Jesus. My father saved because of Jesus. My children are saved because of Jesus. I'm so glad that he hung there. I'm so glad that he hung his head in the locks of his shoulders and he died. Are y'all gonna pray with me? But I'm excited, my brothers and sisters, that he went down in that old tomb. He stayed there for 3 long days. But early Sunday morning, he got up with all power in his hand. He held his position. My brothers and sisters, not only did he rise again, but he's gone to prepare a place for me and for you. He held his position. Are y'all gonna pray with me? He's coming back. How many of y'all know he's coming back? He's coming back for you. He's coming back for me. Just hold your position. And our position ought to be with our hands in the air. Come on, Jesus. Come on, Jesus. I'm holding my position. I'm giving you the praise. I'm giving you the glory. Hallelujah. For your worthy to be praised. You healed my body and you told me to run on. You saved my family. Ain't God all right? You gave me a place to worship with baptized believers. Are y'all gonna pray with me? Hallelujah. You put shoes on my feet. You put clothes on my back. I'm holding my position. I gotta believe that everything's gonna be all right. Hold your position. Hold your position. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Keep on praying. Just hold your position. Hallelujah.
Verse 4, Psalm 84 says, blessed are they that dwell in the house. They will be still praising thee. Blessed is the man whose strength is in thee and whose heart are the ways of them, who's passing through the valley of Baca, make it well. The rains also filleth the pools. They go from strength to strength. Every one of them in Zion appeareth before God. O Lord God of hosts, hear my prayers. Give ear, O God of Jacob. My brothers and sisters, hold your position. Ushers, y'all excuse me for doing all that yelling, but that was for me, not for y'all. I just get excited when I think about how good he is. Remember, do what's right, and he'll bless you. I'd rather be a doorkeeper in the house of the Lord than to hang with Lil Wayne, than to hang with Nicki Minaj, than to be best friends with Drake, than to be boys with Kanye West, than to hang out with Bobby Blue Bland. He'll bless you. Hold your position. Young man, you got an awesome position. God's going to bless you. He's going to bless you because of your faithfulness. Young lady, he's going to bless you because of your... Mama, he's still blessing you because of your faithfulness. Amen. Brother Johnny, he's going to bless you. Sister Franklin. Amber. Hold on. I know it gets rough sometimes. You're going to be all right. Keep on fighting a good fight. Destiny. You keep on doing what you do for God. You stick with the church. You're a beautiful young lady. And little boys going to come at you with all kind of little stuff. I'm telling you now. I'm telling you right now. You stick with God. And don't you let nobody deter you and turn you in another direction. The blessing is right here. It's not in the little boy. It's not in them little cliques at school, but it's with God. You stick with him and he'll stick with you. And he will keep you in perfect peace. He'll protect you from all hurt, harm, and danger. Stick with God, baby. You hear me? You're beautiful. You're beautiful. All of you, all you young ladies are beautiful. You stick with God. God's got a blessing, young man, with your name on it. Stay with him. Stay with him. People wonder why I do all the, how I can do all the things I do. I have no idea. I believe that God stretches my days longer than 24. I'm not tired yet. I'm not tired yet. Young man, you're going to do great things in life because of where you your foundation is. You planted some awesome seeds, young man. Stick with it. Tiara, everything going to be all right. It's going to be all right, young lady. Lord knows how hard you work. He knows how hard you work. You just keep on working and don't get tired of working. Amen. He knows your struggles. He knows your questions. But let me tell you, he has an answer. He has an answer, and he's going to give it all to you in due time. Amen. Church, we're going to hold our position. Those of you that block for me, you know, everybody don't get to carry the ball. Running back carries about on the fullback block for him. Tight ends block for him. Even when I played basketball, I had some fellas that didn't get to shoot much, but they sent me a whole lot of screens to keep the enemy off of me. I want to tell you, I thank you all for holding your position because some of y'all keeping some things off of me. Thank you for your prayers. And that's what we got to be the one. And if we, you know what, if we all hold our position, Satan tries to come in that door. Look, they already got, they on the door waiting. You can't come up in here. Woo! Good stuff, y'all. It's time for us to share the goodness of God with our brothers and sisters in Christ. Amen? Everybody in here has been through something different. If we shared our stories with one another, we shared our victories with one another the way we were sharing that bottle earlier. Why do you think the world steal the world? Because they share it. If you go to jail for stealing, you go in and learn how to sell dope. They teach you how to sell dope. You will go in for selling dope. They teach you how to write, how to make checks and write bad checks. Those guys learn. I work in the system. I know how it works. What if we put all of our spiritual resources together up in here? Deacon Smith, I can't pray like you, but let's sit down. How do you pray the way you pray? Minister Smith, how do you get that Old Testament and put them stories together like you were standing right there?